Hey there, this is episode 20 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing your novel in 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. We have a very special treat today. Someone that I have known for, I can't even tell you how many years at this point. It's kind of a lot. Anne Hogue Boucher is joining me for a little interview. We're going to talk about her NaNoWriMo experiences and her experiences in publishing. She is the author of the Silver Hollow series, and she's got some interesting things to say, I must admit. I had a lot of fun talking to her, and I hope you have a lot of fun listening, because here it comes. And we are here with the author of the Silver Hollow series, Anne Hogue Boucher. Hello, Anne. How are you today? I'm so happy you're on my show.
Hello. I'm doing well. It's great to be here. Thank you.
So I approached you with this interview as kind of a NaNoWriMo interview. I know that you have done NaNoWriMo in the past. So how many times have you done NaNoWriMo?
I think I started in 2012, and I've been doing it every year, whether or not I've won.
Okay. Which leads into the next question. How many times have you won NaNoWriMo?
I believe I've won about five or six times.
Fantastic. I know that the Silver Hollow books are horror. Mm-hmm. Do you write in any genres other than horror?
I write mainly horror and weird fiction. My interests have always lied a little bit to the macabre. So I tend to stick with that, and I find it impossible not to put a strange or horrific twist on even the happiest of stories that I've attempted to write.
Oh, I like that. I know for me personally, every single book I have, someone dies, and even if they don't die actually in the story, a pivotal portion of a character is that someone has died.
Yeah, absolutely. I need at least one decapitation per book.
Ooh.
I prefer to have a head count, but
Oh, that was good.
Okay. If my friends were here, they'd be throwing things at me for that.
Where were you when I was doing Flickabrac? I got to ask you this. That's. Oh my goodness. All right. You are a professional, so you try this at home. I'm not a professional, and I still try this at home. What's your process? Are you a planner? Are you a pantser? Are you a planter?
Well, I tried very hard to be a pantser and discovered that that just didn't work for me at all. I prefer to have everything to go in a series, a logical series. Otherwise, I lose the story. If I don't have knowing where the story's going, I'll wind up going on a tangent and I write way more than I intended. My first book actually wound up being over almost 200,000 words because I was being a pantser and I kept trailing off. So finally I had to sit down and say, okay, we need to sit down and plot this out. So I wound up writing an outline based on what I had already written. And found all the places I could cut lots and lots of details.
If someone came up to you and said, I'm thinking of doing NaNoWriMo, what do you say to them?
Well, since it just happened to me yesterday, I said, do it. Go for it. You have absolutely nothing to lose and absolutely everything to gain. You can either discover that writing is your favorite hobby or you could actually go somewhere with this. Now, less than 10% of writers actually make a living off of what they write, and that's okay.
Right.
But at the same time, why not try it? Because you don't know if a publisher's going to look at your story and say, I need this. We need this as part of us. This could be a bestseller, or maybe not, but we're going to give it a try. So what have you got to lose?
Exactly. And even if a publisher doesn't bite, there's no reason that even that should stop them.
Exactly. You've done something creative, you've done something for yourself, and you've accomplished something that very few people have. You've written a novel.
Like I said, where have you been? Now I'm not even talking about my old podcast. I'm talking about like when I was a municipal liaison back in 2006 and 7. I would have completely tapped you for some pep talks. Why? I'm still trying to get Nano headquarters to tap you for pep talks.
I'm good at pep talks. It's part of my mystique. Okay, no, it's not part of my mystique. It's just something I really like to do.
Okay, here's a question that's absolutely none of my business.
Okay.
I've seen that there are two novels in Silver Hollow. Were either or both of those written during NaNoWriMo?
Actually, both of them were written during NaNoWriMo.
Boom. There we go.
Yep.
And you independently published those novels, correct?
I did. And recently have my own imprint, which is Silver Hollow Stories.
Wonderful. And what all are you planning to do with Silver Hollow Stories?
Eventually, I would like to break into publishing with it for people who have offbeat genres. They write strange poetry, or they are very heavy on Lovecraftian themes and just can't, their work doesn't fit in anywhere else. So I want to be the, misfits for independent publishing.
Wonderful.
It's not going anywhere quite yet, but I project that to be within the next 5 to 10 years.
What's your advice for first-time NaNoWriMo participants who maybe think that they're not going to be able to make the goal?
Ask yourself what's stopping you from meeting that goal. Are you stuck with writer's block because you forced your character into something that suddenly requires divine intervention? Because we all know that's a no-no. No one likes the deus ex, so... What have you stopped yourself with? Because the only person stopping you from putting those fingers on the keyboard and going tappy tappy is you. Back it up, take your story in another direction, and keep going. Even if you have to write 5 paragraphs of absolute complete nonsense to keep going, because a first draft is always crap, and it can be repaired. People forget that they edit. Edit is a huge deal. So if your first draft doesn't make sense and you accidentally put aliens in a, you know, Renaissance era novel, okay, go ahead, go with it. You can take it out later. You can fix it. Make the aliens some kind of conquerors or invaders or something later on. But don't worry about it during your first draft.
Actually, I'd be more likely to read a Renaissance novel if it had aliens in it.
I probably would too, actually.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
So what if the person's answer to you is, I have young children, I work 80 hours, my husband is very demanding of my time, or my wife is very demanding of my time, or my dog is very demanding of my time. How would you respond to those reasons?
Everyone can make excuses. I could make excuses and not write. I could say, oh, I'm too tired today, or I did this and that, or, you know, somebody wants my time. Do it together. What's stopping you from, hey, honey, let's spend some quality time together. Let's do a writing sprint. Let's see what you can create.
There's always
an answer for everything.
Although I have to admit that sometimes my excuse is I am just too tired to write.
Well, when that happens, give yourself 10 minutes of writing. Set a timer and say, I'm going to do nothing but write for 10 minutes. Do that 10 minutes, and if you're still wiped out, you can give up.
Yeah, that's kind of my method. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm too tired, but I cannot have a zero-word day. And I sit myself down and I write, I have no idea what I'm writing today because my brain is completely fried.
Exactly.
And I count those words, even though they're actually not part of the novel.
You'll take them out later. That's all that matters.
Exactly. I have to say, I'm very appreciative of your time. I don't want to make this go too far over, but... I did want to ask, where can people find you out on the interwebs?
Well, you can find me on Facebook under The Macabre Author, and I'm on Twitter as Spellvira. And, of course, you can find me on Amazon and my blog, silverhollowstories.com.
Coolios. All right. Well, Anne, thank you so much for your time. I'm actually very honored that we have a multiply published author.
Thank
that
you.
Has deigned to talk to me.
Thank you so much.
I won't tell the audience that you and I have actually somewhat known each other for several years now.
You know.
I'm going to make it look like I managed to get you.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate your time. When can we expect the next Silver Hollow book?
The next Silver Hollow book will probably be out in 2020 around Halloween.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
and
you.
And good luck doing NaNoWriMo.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And by luck, I mean put your butt in the chair and write.
That's right.
If you are on track for the 50,000 words by the end of writing today, you should be at 33,334 words. Whoa, took me a minute to math there. If you're not there and you want to be, tomorrow is going to be the episode for you. Meanwhile, if you have something that you would like to add to the conversation that you just heard, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. I hope you enjoyed this interview. I really appreciate Anne taking the time to talk to me. Everyone that I've talked to so far has been incredibly giving of their time, and I just want them all to know how much I love them for it, on top of how much I already love them because I know them. But thank you so much for joining me today, Anne, and I hope you're doing well in NaNoWriMo. I hope everyone listening is doing well in NaNoWriMo. And I will talk to you tomorrow with a little bit of butt kicking. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.
Yes, that too. I absolutely believe that devrekra is one of the most important tools of a writer.
Okay, that's going in the outtakes.